You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Roughly 2 million people in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and millions of others are either going through treatment or have come out the other side and are figuring out a new chapter in their lives. The word survivor gets thrown around a great deal as a term of endearment and respect, but it does little to capture the reality that the road to survivorship is far from clear-cut. And I'm speaking from personal experience after being diagnosed with breast cancer last year. It can look drastically different from one person to the next, and it's filled with a lot of unknowns. It's easy to feel lost, confused, overwhelmed, and lonely as you make the best decisions for yourself in the midst of all of these procedures and treatment. And once that acute phase is completed, then the focus turns on preventing a recurrence from it coming back, and that can remain in the back of your mind for the rest of your life. Resources and support during this time can be an amazing tool to regain confidence and empowerment. And this week, a day-long event in Sacramento will do just that. Cancer Survivors Day is taking place Thursday, June 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's free to the public. Dr. David Tom Cook is a physician in chief at the UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center and joins us with more about what's planned later this week. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Vicky. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time. What drew you to cancer research and working with cancer in the medical field?
Well, I'm a general thoracic surgeon by trade, which means I operate everywhere between the neck and the belly button. My main focus is esophageal cancer and lung cancer. And I entered the specialty so I could restore health for my community. Really treating patients with lung cancer as they go from their journey from detection, screening, detection, treatment, and now survivorship, it really resonates with me and my personal mission.
What have you learned about survivorship in the patients that you've treated over the many years that you've been a doctor?
So we talk about comprehensive cancer care. And so we kind of have a sense of what that means, whether it's surgery and robotic surgery, innovation and treatments. But really, survivorship is comprehensive as well. Things like nutrition, mental health, mental well-being and wellness, physicality, sexuality, all those things as we enter that cancer journey are important and are really key elements of survivorship.
When it comes to comprehensive cancer, is this a relatively newer idea within the last, you know, generation or so of cancer treatment? Because it seems like decades ago, the focus, understandably, was on acute treatment. But now there's a lot more conversation about what you just laid out, a holistic approach, thinking about the entire person beyond getting cancer out of their body.
I wouldn't say it's new. But it's new in terms of our approach and connecting the dots together that have always been there. When we look at comprehensive care of the patient with cancer, we look at prevention. So whether that's tobacco recovery, proper nutrition, air health and quality, lung health, climate health, whether it's screening, so breast cancer screening with mammography, lung cancer screening with low-dose CT scan, and whether it's detection and diagnosis, and time of diagnosis to treatment, which is key. Also research, looking at clinical trials. We know that patients do better if they could participate in a clinical trial. And then palliation. So are we doing enough with regards to pain and the treatment of cancer? When do we say we've hit a road where maybe additional treatment is not in the best interest in regards to our activities of daily living, what brings us joy and comfort? All those need to be integrated within a comprehensive care for that cancer journey. Mm.
What would you like people to know about survivorship from the patients that you treat? Because it can look so different from one person to another, and you're helping guide each patient to make the best decision for themselves. And each decision comes with benefits, but also comes with risks as well.
Of course. So one important thing is when we hear the word cancer, we automatically think that that could be a death sentence. It's difficult to talk about, but that's what patients think about. That's what their families think about. But we do know that surviving cancer has been increasing over the years. And we have disparities in cancer treatment. If you look at Black and African American, Hispanic and Latino populations, they're more likely to be diagnosed at a more advanced stage and have less survival. But when we look at within our state of California, cancer survivorship is increasing across the board for all groups, even within those disparities. So with that, cancer itself is not a death sentence. Many people are cured of cancer. And with that, there's the need for survivorship and dealing with pain, the anxiety, and for lack of a better phrase, PTSD from that experience as we live our best lives moving forward.
So why are events like this important? Because it's not just focusing on survivors, of course, they're in the spotlight, but it's also loved ones as well, and just more broadly, the community.
The key word here is community. You're not in this alone. I really appreciate your personal story that you're a cancer survivor. And I'm a cancer survivor myself, being diagnosed with prostate cancer and being treated with early stage prostate cancer. Really, my life goes to my primary care doctor who recognized my risk factors, initiated screening at age 40. And then when my PSA became abnormal, a prostate MRI diagnosis and surgery for early stage. And now I'm in that survivorship phase. To know that you're not alone, that your community is there with you. There'll be on a Thursday event, the American Cancer Society, the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Sacramento, and many other groups will be there talking about how cancer affects their organizations. There will be genetics counseling, information on screening, just because if you're diagnosed with one cancer and you're treated for that cancer, that doesn't mean that your risk factors for other cancers are completely eliminated. So what about screening as well? All those will be available at the event on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah. Has something like this been done before to this extent, open for free to the community at UC Davis Medical Center?
This is the first time that we're opening it to the entire community. It's been available for our UC Davis patients before and their families and our coworkers and colleagues. But this is the first time that it's open to the entire community. And we're excited.
What conversations were taking place leading up to opening this up to the community and not just keeping it within survivors within who are also UC Davis patients?
So a key component of a comprehensive cancer center, so a National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center, is having a office of community outreach and engagement. And the important aspect of that office is going out in the community and say, what is important to all of you? What do you need? What do you want from us? And learning from those key things, genetic counseling, screening, what are clinical trials? What does it mean to me and my family? All those go into building this sort of community event. The other is we have a really robust supportive oncology department that really looks at soups to nuts, what is needed for our patients and their families. And that information is disseminated widely during these events.
I know for myself, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, it's the most common cancer for women. So obviously I knew about it, but I didn't realize how much I didn't know about it until I was diagnosed. I wonder if you kind of went through something similar. I know that you're a doctor that works with cancer patients, but you've also have gone through a diagnosis yourself. You're also a survivor. How did that personal experience deepen your understanding of cancer and how it affects someone?
Yes. Well, you know, I have a strong family history of prostate cancer, and I'm part of an at-risk population. I'm African-American. And when you combine those two, I knew that my risks were very high. And in many ways, it wasn't if I would get prostate cancer, it was when I would get prostate cancer. But despite that, and despite me being a cancer surgeon, when I was diagnosed, it hit me hard and it hit my family hard as well. And I have a lot of knowledge on cancer, and I have a side of my brain that's very logical, and I knew that everything most likely would be good for me. But every human being has a side of their brain that is emotional, and you worry and you have fear with that. The key is your treatment team, do they acknowledge that fear? Do they have that empathy? And do they have that understanding? They can't understand everything that you're going through, but they can understand some of what you're going through, and they can imagine what you're going through and anticipate that and help you deal with that. And my treatment team was A+.
What have your patients taught you over the years?
So my patients have taught me that I don't know what I don't know. And I can never know fully everything that they're going through without asking them. And that's the key. So I do a lot of what's called minimally invasive surgery. So I take out large lung cancers through incisions the size of your fingernail, the biggest one a little bit less than your thumb, and using a robot. And surgeons who use this approach, we feel proud because we could treat our patients with minimal pain, compared to what we used to do when we had to make big, giant incisions. But the reality is that the patient that you're treating has no experience with that big, giant incision. They only have experience with the small, tiny incisions that you do, and those incisions still hurt. And so that's just an example of not underestimating the pain that our patients go through for cancer treatments, and not making those assumptions and asking them, how is your pain? How are you doing? How are you moving? Are you back at work? Are you walking? Are you doing the things that you like to do?
Dr. Cook, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. I really appreciate this invite. I just remind everyone, it's this Thursday, June 12th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 2279 45th Street at our UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center. There is parking. You would have to pay for parking, so encouraged to use public transportation. But one thing's for sure, there's free ice cream.
Free ice cream. Yeah, I was going to lay out some of the events. Free ice cream, mindfulness and relaxation spaces, pet therapy visits, genetic counseling, as you mentioned. There is positive t-shirts, a prize wheel, prayer and reflection, survivor spotlight, as well as a lot of local organizations that can help people going through something really difficult. Dr. David Tom Cook is the physician in chief at the UC Davis Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we've been talking about a day-long event that is free to the public in honor of Cancer Survivors Day. It's happening on Thursday. We have more information on our Insight page, and this is the Sacramento location. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.